coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but smile, you may be on candid camera.
Wow.
Sound effects placed throughout the show. Is that great? You want me to do that again?
You made your own self laugh.
That's so funny. I'm laughing at that because most of you guys know what candid, do you know what candid camera is?
I do, Dave.
Oh, I see. So that's really good that you know that. See, so smile. You can be on candid camera. I mean, is that just like hilarious? All right, there we go. Now watch this. You think that's funny? Watch this one. Okay, the review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, but be aware, you might be entering the Twilight Zone. see what we're doing there? That's great. Okay. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Hey now, at least it's not Davy and Goliath. And also, Bible trivia for fake, and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more.
Living this life, not always easy running.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience Local National and Heavenly Talk. My name is David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. I just proved that like 25 seconds ago. We have no idea what's going to happen. I proved that about 35 seconds ago, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy. Well, this is a fun one. Get ready. Ready. What television show best reflects your life? Wow. What a question, right? What television show? You want to know mine right off the bat? Mission Impossible.
Oh, wow, Dave.
That's a great question. Hey, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. Just reach out to us. Give us a call. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
I'm talking to Dynamite D. Let me tell you what that's like. That's like driving to work with no traffic problems or issues from start to finish on this particular day on the 26th of July in 2023.
So that's how it was, Dave.
Yeah,
that's
how you
came in early.
I was like, I had to stop for nothing. Wow. It was not. You know, it's really, really actually a short drive when you don't have to stop 400 times. It's really quite nice. Anyway, you can either call us or you can text us. That's right, I'm in a good mood. Pretty simple stuff. You can text us 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Semi-professional voice now.
214-210-8483.
Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. Going to send you up to the website. Don't forget, on the website are free apps. It's not just our apps, but there's also apps for, KAAM 770. You can get apps from there. They're free. You can use them. You know, the app for KAAM is Apple. We have an Apple and an Android, plus there's like two other Androids up there for apps. They're free. Not a problem. You're welcome to use them if you want to use them. You don't have to, but you're welcome to. I just want you to know that's there. Plus, there's a lot of little things on the website you might not be aware of. Additionally, we ask people to partner with us in this ministry. I'm doing better and better, I think, talking about the money situation because I hate talking about money. But the reality is, and I was talking to my son about this yesterday, God, he's like, I want to start doing a better job of tithing. I said, Josh, I said, God can do more with your 90% than you can do with your 100%. Don't you ever forget that. He was like, right on, right? Right on. but he's got to move into it slowly.
That's a blessing, though, Dave.
Yeah,
glad
great.
That God is moving in on his heart in that area.
Yeah, and wait, I'll tell you this other thing, because he needs prayer, because he did. The Lord kind of like spoke to him the other day, and he's trying to figure it out. So we're going to talk about that in a second. But in the meantime, I do want to send you to the website. Here's the scripture we're going to use for today. It's Luke 6:38. Given, it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use in giving, it will be measured back to you. There you go. Check it out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
Okay, are there any questions? Yes.
Where's the basement?
Excuse me?
Aren't we going to see the basement?
There's no basement at the Alamo.
Everybody who knows what that clip is, there you're just smiling. I mean, I know you're smiling. Don't even. I know. So one of the things we tell people, you can call in with praise reports or with prayer requests. We had somebody send in a praise report, so I'm going to open it up with that. It's our wonderful Ginny Johnson wrote in, and she wrote in today. Today. So I'm just going to read it for her. She didn't tell me. Did she tell me I couldn't read it? I don't think you said that, did you? Okay. Well, I'm reading it anyway. It doesn't matter now at this point. Hi, Dr. Dave. Good golly, Miss Molly. I've got a praise. I got an opportunity to catch up on my favorite radio program by listening to the podcasts and found out the show is expanding to another market on August 7th. Now more people will get to experience the power of the Word of God's Spoonanity style. See, she's got it rocking. She knows how to say it. Spoonanity style. So happy the show is expanding. We're reaching a new market. Praise the Lord. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Jenny. That was awesome. We really appreciate that. And I do have a little bit of an update. We are officially starting August 7th, right? Wow. So that's a week from Monday. We know that. And the call letter, we were trying to figure out, the call letters. It's K-Bright. K-B-R-T, but it's K-Bright. So it's
easy.
Not going to be K-N-S, right? So bright, bright like the sun.
Yes.
See, that's my line right
be
there.
Be the light.
Bright like the sun. There you go. And so we've got that. It's all official. It's on the board. We're going to be finalizing some things of the board meeting. What's today? Wednesday? Tomorrow. And then once that's done, we got to talk about all of it. Remember, this is testing. I'm saying that 100,000 trillion billion tests. We are testing, and we shall see where it goes, right? That's the whole thing that we're going to approach it in. So please be in prayer for my wife who's got a sore throat, and the reason I bring that up is because if she has a sore throat, then she brings it next to me, and that's...
Yeah, gotcha.
That could be a problem. Just saying. And then Joshua, my son, I adore Josh. He's a great kid. He doesn't do everything the way I would do it, but then nobody should because I'm so off so often. It doesn't matter. But he had a dream. I'm not going to tell you about the dream, but the Lord was really challenging him and had to do a spiritual warfare. And so we talked today for about 20 minutes. I just would like you guys to pray for Josh that he is just sensitive to what the Lord is trying to teach him. Because he can tell, it seems like the Lord's about to bring them into a new season or a different season. And, sometimes that's really great and sometimes that's really challenging. So pray for my son because I will be praying and I can use, everybody's prayers along with that. Okay? All right. So let's get into the Word of God because we love the Word of God. We tremble at the Word of God in appreciation, awe, fear, and respect in every aspect. It's just wonderful, right? All right. Here we are in Psalm 37, and we are at verse 23, a very important portion, and I'm super excited to teach this and the next part of it. So let's just step into it right away. Literally step into it. Why that's funny is because what the first verse is. It says this, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. So we're going to step into it, see, because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. So let's understand a couple things right off the bat. We need to be honest, okay? There's a simplistic mindset in the world that thinks that everybody is good with a little bit of evil. That is incorrect. The Lord makes it absolutely clear that people are evil with a little bit of good. You got to understand how that works. In other words, man is not basically good with some evil. Wrong. Even Jesus said, if you, being evil, I mean, that's just, there's no, you can't, you can tell Jesus he's a liar or he's wrong. Go ahead. So here's what it is. Man is basically evil, but man has some threads of good. He's got some things in him. And the reason is because he is made in the image and likeness of God. So some of that shines through from time to time. I will say, as believers, as authentic believers, we can be more good more often. You can be more good more often. And we know, even if we're truly humble in it and we're doing the best we can, we do some good before the Lord, we know we're doing that because the Lord is helping us. Nobody's thinking, oh, I'm doing it all on my own. No, we're not. But that's, of course, fine. That's not a promise. But that's not even what's fun about the verse. This is what's fun about the verse. The steps of a good man are ordered. What are they? They're ordered. In fact, the Hebrew word means established. Here's the promise. It's that our steps are ordered by the Lord. Now, how great is it to know, listen to this, that you are not walking blindly with the Lord? You may not see it, but God sees it. And then you have to go, how much do I trust God for the path I'm on? So we're actually on a path, even if we can't see the steps that are ahead of us. We're actually on a trail. We're actually on a map. We're in a map. We're going through a process. We're in a process of stepping through different territory. And for us, it's like, this is new. This is weird. This is different. I don't get it. I don't like it. It's frustrating. It's happy. It's sad. It's happy, sad, happy, sad. It's up and down. It's up and down. I'm a yo-yo. That's cool, but God sees the beginning from the end. So he knows every step that's in there, every step in the middle, every step at the end. He knows that Israel was in bondage. He brought them out of bondage into the wilderness and from the wilderness into the promised land. And so the Lord knows every step, every element that's involved there. What we need to understand is that the Lord can see the steps ahead of us. You see how you and I can't, so we're looking like going, what is that? Is that what is that? Is that the sun shining, or is that a train coming on with its light going to run me over? I get it. But God is not sitting there going, is it the sun or a train? The Lord's not doing that. So it's important to understand, another word for ordered is established. Our steps are established by God. It doesn't appear that way to us because we don't know them, but you have to understand, walking in connection and in fellowship with God, he's not walking where you're on the planet. He's on Pluto. He's walking with you. And in walking with you, he already knows this path you're on. And so you are holding his hand. Okay, it's a great image. And you're walking down this trail, and you don't know where the trail is, but the Lord does. And so if it veers towards this direction, the Lord knows that's the path to go. And if you're like, well, I don't know what's around this ridge, it's cool because God knows what's around the ridge because God is there already even while he's with you. It's like, oh, that, okay, liking that, that's a little bit of comfort. Yep, I think that's a little bit of comfort, just to let you know. Okay, now, we're going to exit, but I want to exit with a little bit of the newer exit we're going to do. This is not official yet, but on a week from Monday, we'll be doing it this way, so I'm going to kind of gear it up that way. Here's the exit. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station in Texas, and KBright AM 1240, the Christian Station in San Diego. Short break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Thanks a lot for all the blessing that you give.
Let's get into our text. Colossians chapter. We covered everything, right? Okay. Colossians chapter 3, verses 2 through 4. Whatever you do, or I'm sorry, it's actually Colossians 3:24. Whatever you do, do it enthusiastically. Is something done for the Lord and not for men, knowing that you will receive the reward of an inheritance from the Lord because you serve the Lord Jesus Christ. The scripture tells us that whatever we do, now we've gone through this a couple of times and we have to go through it multiple more times to really grasp it, but that phrase, whatever we do, happens to mean whatever we do. That's what it means. And we're supposed to do it enthusiastically, with an eagerness, not with an obnoxiousness. with an eagerness to do it as unto the Lord. So the things that we're required to do, that we have to do, there should be a disposition, an attitude of enthusiasm that is connected to the Lord. It's not that you like to do everything, but if you can understand that in the doing of it unto the Lord, you're doing it with a different priority in mind. You understand that? In other words, what you do, do it unto the Lord, and do it with this attitude of a full heart and an eagerness. I had somebody, I'll say her name, Susie Lopez was at KPRZ. She was the direct marketing director. Susie did the marketing director for San Diego. She said something to me one time that was so profoundly simple, it was irritating, because I had to do something for a client because that's what you had to do at Salem, and I was like, blah. All right, so she said, Dave, she goes, if you can't get out of it, get into it. And it was like, that was really good advice. If you can't remove yourself from it and you have to do it, at least do it right. I mean, do what you're going to do and do it with the right attitude. Do it with the right spirit. Do it with this better mindset. And I think she was more right than wrong. No, I'm not talking about doing bad things or anything like that. So stop. That's weird stuff. I'm talking about doing it as unto the Lord and recognizing that when you do it that way, it is from the Lord and only the Lord that you will receive the true eternal reward. You might go through whatever your process is, but when you do it as unto the Lord, you can recognize that the Lord is the one that brings the reward. And that's just living your life for the Lord. And that's just good, right? I mean, that can't be a bad thing.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. And soon, also, K-Bright. That's right, AM 1240, the Christian station in beautiful San Diego. Bright like the Son of God. Bright. See? That's right. That's what it's going to be. So some people are like, well, you know what? And Dee asked me that question. What's the difference there? KNSN, and now it's K-Bright. What's the difference? Well, K-Bright's the main station in L.A. that everything runs out of. KNSN are just their actual legal call letters, so they actually go by K-Bright. So we're going to honor that and let ourselves go by K-Bright. That's exactly what it is. So if you have any questions, there's the answers. All right, here we go. In the days of which king was the temple first built? Who built the first biggie temple for Israel? Which king was that? Which king built the first biggie temple?
A little bit of...
Yes, it's like third grade English or second grade. Yeah, it's like that's all I got. Okay. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. That would be the number you would call. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We'll do our DNA because we need to do our DNA. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day that ends in Y, spend some time with the guy in the sky. Okay, got that. That's D. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never, 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 never. And be prepared, because you need to be prepared. And then A, always be ready
to serve.
To serve! What's that mean? OPM. Other people matter. Consider, think about, pray for, invest in, commit to other people. Praying for them, checking in on them, maybe a phone call, maybe a text, maybe an email, whatever they can, maybe a letter. Whatever it takes, please invest in one another, take care of one another, love one another. In so doing, we fulfill the law of Christ, and in so doing, we please the Lord, because he knows you're doing it because you love him. And when you get into that, you start to really connect really connect with what it is that the Lord's trying to get done. In the meantime, we do have somebody ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send him on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Ronnie.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Doing great as usual.
Ah, it's so good to hear. I'm very, very glad that you're doing great. I'm very happy for you. Are you ready for this one? I'm going to lay out the question and then you can answer it. Ready? Here we go.
Oh.
In the days of which king was the big temple first built?
Solomon.
That is correct, Amundo! Now, what is cool about the story is David did do a lot of pre-work, and he laid up some things for him, and he kind of set it up for him in a lot of ways and tried to help out. But Solomon did the building, so the father can lay down some of the things that will help, but the son had to accomplish that task.
Get yeah, it? But the reason why that, because David was a man of war.
That's,
so he couldn't build a temple.
That's right. And even though it wasn't all bad war, still it was some war and it was blood spilled. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Boy, Brad, that's a great, great, great follow-up statement. Excellent job. You are great, man. I love you.
I love you too, brother.
All right,
when you have time, give me a call when you have time.
On the way home is my best time. From 3:15 to 4:15 is my best time.
Well,
every other minute, every other 3:15, you can call this and call the regular the 210-214. Wait, 214-210.
No, you call me.
All right, I'll call you.
You got my number.
All right, you got it, brother.
Okay, call me.
All right,
that
you got it.
Because I have free time.
Okay.
I mean, I'm at work, but I still have free time.
You got it.
Okay.
All
we
right.
need to talk.
Okay. Yes, sir.
No, yes, sir, to you. Thank you for everything, too.
All right, brother. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Bye-bye. Bye. I love it.
Are you into the office, Dave?
Yeah, I know. I had a chance to talk to Dr. Jesse yesterday on the phone. We talked for a little bit. It was a great, great time. You know, I hope it was a blessing for him. All right, let's get right into the rest of this text, okay? Because we did that in like 4 minutes. I'm on such tight time. It just goes by so fast. All right. So go back to Psalm 37. We're at 23. You just passed by. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He delights in his way. Though he fall, he will not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I have been young, and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. For He is ever merciful and lends, and he and his descendants are blessed. Let me just back up to that one portion there, because this is the thing I want to talk about, and it's a real thing that happens to people, and that is this. Though he fall, he will not utterly be cast down. See, sometimes we trip. I mean, don't be weird about it. That happens, okay? It's not that means you're habitually. Sometimes you make a mistake. Sometimes you do something wrong. Sometimes you step back into the old neighborhood more than you should. It's true. Let's not try and whitewash it or make it something like, well, that doesn't happen. Sure it does. Happens a lot. But even though we stumble, even though we fall, even though sometimes we veer off the path that the Lord has set up for us, it's God who's in charge of the journey. And he's not going to abandon us, and he's not going to forget us. And the reason why we won't forever fail is he is as solid as it gets. The Lord has us in the palm of his hand. And with his hand, he catches us when we fall. See? Oh, see. With his hand, there is safety. So look at the verse. Though he fall, he will not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. And the Lord takes his hand. Remember when Peter was sinking? Jesus grabbed him by the arm, was right next to him with his hand. I mean, just think about it. The Lord's hand always there to catch us. And so when we fall, he catches us. Because in his hand is safety. In his hand, there is security and safety. And it's not that that's a license to do something wrong or be wrong or function wrong or try and make it greasy grace or any of that. What it means is that when you do it and it's wrong and you're like, ugh, and you trip, right? The Lord is there. He's not far from you. He's never far from you. In fact, the entire next teaching we're going to do is about that. So I went to Camp Tamaqua. For those that don't know, if you ever saw the movie Indian Summer, my counselor wrote that script. and it came a movie, and they did things in the movie that we did in the cabin. Even to one point, somebody putting batteries in a pillow and then getting into a pillow fight and forgetting the batteries were there and then hitting people in the head. But anyway, that's besides the point. So there was this place, and at the bottom of this hill, okay, was our cabin. And they used to call the hill, or they still probably do, Suicide Hill. That's what they go, because it was just a long down, went all over the place. Well, guess what happened to your host when I was 13 years old walking with Adam Shaw down towards our cabin? I tripped on a root and I fell and I went head over all the way down to literally to the cabin. And then I got up and I was like, I'm still alive, even though I fell down Suicide Hill. Hey, even if you fall and trip, God is able to keep you safe because his hand has you. And you're not bigger than the hand of God. And your dumbness is not better than the hand of God. Get that? All right. Take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, and soon KBright AM 1240. The Christian station in San Diego. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously, or in Proverbs where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
I did what most Christian men would do when they make a mistake. It's their fault. There's nothing but humiliation on your face, and you're trying to recover in the moment. And you know what I did? I blamed it on every possible unseen force except for myself.
You have chosen wisely.
So guess who knocked that crystal light on that white carpet? It was Satan, by golly. Well, it was at that moment. Because it certainly wasn't my fault. I didn't knock the crystal light all over. It was my glass. I did pour it. I did bring it to the table. And somehow fell on the carpet and spread everywhere. And by golly, I wasn't going to take the blame for it, because that would be taking personal responsibility. Well, I'm not taking personal responsibility. After all, that $500 deposit we just had that we were hoping to get back when we move out is already down to $200. And it was dropping by the dollar as the stuff was spreading.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.